your goals suck. How about a little counterintuitive advice to jolt your brain cells awake today, soldier? Here's the problem with goals. They are obtainable. And then what? Look, I get it. Every self-help guru and motivator preaches the power of goals, and they've worked for eons and eons. I get what they're aiming for, but they're using the wrong term. Words are amazing. They are incredibly powerful as well. One small shift can change an entire emotion, perception, and outcome. The entire chiropractic professional was almost destroyed over a simple mistake in terms. One word. There's a simple shift you can do that we should all do right now that makes a greater imprint on your mind, and while seemingly benign, it will radically change the way you approach your health, business, and life plans. Substitute the word goals for habits, and then reap the rewards akin to Blackbeard and his countless treasure chests full of jewels and booty that grew under big black X's all over uninhabited desert islands across the New World back in the pirate days. All right, I used my five-year-old to help with that analogy. Okay, back to my words. Example, I want to drop 30 pounds. That's a great goal, but there are a million unhealthy ways to be successful. You could starve. You could join a Siberian labor camp. You could lose a leg. These, my friends, are terrible ideas. What if you just ate better and worked out? Seems like a much better choice. But I've seen this scenario play out. You drop the 30 pounds for the 20th class reunion, and then what? You decide to reward yourself with a couple beers while listening to Thunderstruck with your homies, and the next 8 to 9 of those pounds found their way back onto your midsection. After all that hard work and grueling gym sessions, screw it, I'm never going to the gym again. But what if you developed a habit to eat right and work out? This is rather underwhelming, similarly done, right? But it has a different focal point. There's no 30-pound endpoint, no false pot of gold that can bring you nothing. The 30 pounds will still come off. It's natural. But that's not the point of it all. You have created a habit, which takes about 30 days to click on in your brain. You can still rock out to AC/DC at the party, and the next morning you're immediately back on track. The scale makes no difference because the weight itself was never part of the equation. Within 2 days, cheat and fun, the gain that you had negated, you're back on track. You get the idea. I don't need to beat this to death, do I? My short and sweet articles are much more popular anyway. All right, two more examples. The habit is to develop a consistent golf swing. The reward is consistently decreasing score that you can actually work for and self-correct. The goal is to shoot sub 80, and you probably obtain it once in your lifetime, if you don't count the 1 foot wedge and a gimme back out there on 9. The habit is to start learning your way around the kitchen and try a new spice or two. To create something and play with cooking. It's fun. It leads to eventual creating real confidence and skills, allowing you to amaze your friends and family with your culinary prowess. The goal is to present one blowout 5-course meals to impress your date. Wah, wah. These terms, goals, and habits are used nearly interchangeably in our lives. They are similar and there is overlap, but the ramifications of using them differently is life-altering. Habits can and should be fun, exploratory, and freeing. It's about learning and trying new things, experimenting with life, and creating. Goals are laser beam focused and often riddled with pressure and guilt. Change your words, change your life.